Saturday edition of the Fantasy Hockey Podcast is here. I have no weird stories to tell today and no weird sound effects. I might have one a little bit later, but I'll surprise Brandon with, but we'll see. I don't know. But anyways, we've got a lot of good games today. How many games are there today exactly? Do you remember?
There's 13. 13 games.
13 games. Man, that's a lot. Yeah, that's why we're benching several. So many people. And that's why we're here to help, right? So let's jump into it. We're going to do game previews first, kind of tell you how deep you should go as we usually do, and then move into the goalies and some sit and start kind of guides to give you an idea of how we're feeling and what direction we're going in. So I'll start with Ottawa at Philadelphia. And, well, we know Ottawa is complete and total garbage. So I think you play Carlson, Hoffman, those guys, and that's about it. I mean, maybe Duchesne, but honestly, if you have someone better, I'd probably play him. I am playing Borowiecki for hits because he's a defenseman, and I have, as Brandon stated multiple times now, the worst defensive core in our league. So I'll be playing him. And then on the other side, I'd go deep on Philly. You know, Simmons, Konechny, Voracek, Hischier, who's now the second line center. So, you know, I'd go deep on that one. How about you take us into Anaheim?
You definitely mean Nolan Patrick, not Nico Hischier, who plays for the Devils.
Yes, I'm an idiot. There's that too. you've stated that as well and reminded people of. So, so yes, Nolan Patrick, not Nico Hischier. Okay, so take us into Anaheim and Montreal, where Antti Niemi will be playing.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you really need to hear, right?
Yep, that's it.
They're both playing backups because John Gibson's hurt, so it's going to be Ryan Miller at Antti Niemi, but it's Antti Niemi. He actually had a good game out of the last time they played him, which was ages ago at this point, but it's still going to be, I think it's going to be a big Anaheim win. I don't trust Niemi for, I think, reasons that are obvious by now, in that he gives up more goals than pretty much any other professional, so I'm not that concerned about starting players against him. I think it's pretty safe to go down the first, second, maybe even the third lines with Anaheim when you have guys like Henrique, who play top power play and are on fire lately, and guys like Cache if you're in super deep leagues. Although, as I'll kind of dig into a little bit later, I probably would still avoid Corey Perry because he's playing fourth line. It's just not – it's a bad look for him at the moment.
Yep.
I'll jump right into the Islander game since I always cover the Islanders. This is the Blue Jackets at the Islanders. I really don't know what to expect here. The Islanders have been really flat out of their last couple of games, but I can't imagine that keeps up for much longer, especially with a home game now. That said, who knows? I mean, they have come up like that in situations where they literally can't. I'm thinking Game 7 against Washington a few years ago where they just didn't show up, put 13 shots on net in the whole game and just got like trounced. So maybe that happens again, but I kind of doubt it. It looks like Bobrovsky is going to play again, probably. That could change, but that's what they're saying right now. I honestly don't see why. Korpisalo has played pretty well against the Islanders in the past, so if I were them, I'd play Corpy, but whatever.
I mean, every goalie has played well against the Islanders.
Have they? A lot of them have gotten smoked because the Islanders were scoring so many goals earlier on, just not lately.
No, yeah, lately they have looked good.
Yeah. Yeah, lately goalies have looked good against them for sure. I think Barzal and company are kind of the only line that's been playing well lately. Yeah, I mean, it's sad to say. The Tavares line has been pretty boring, not playing great. On the other side of it, I think Alex Wennberg could be interesting, although his peripherals are still going to be really bad, so this is more like a points-only league type move. But he's playing with Panarin and Foligno, yeah, and also on the top power play. So he's got definite potential.
Yeah, and that's someone we talked about on yesterday's episode a bit. I'm high on Wennberg, and I'm keeping an eye on him. I think he's taken in one of our leagues, but he's only about 25% owned, so he's not really that taken. He's pretty available. Okay, I'm going to take the next two since you took two, and then we'll go back to one and one. Toronto at Boston, I think it's going to be a really, really good game. I think it should be fun. It's a preview of what's most likely going to be the playoff matchup for that division. Now, for me, it's hard because on one hand, I'd say stick with your top guys if you got them. But the thing is that if you don't have better options, I think this will be a high-flying game where you could go a little deeper. For example, I'm playing Kadri and Backes, but I'm benching Marner. So it depends. Like, I think if you're in a bangers league, Backes and Kadri look really interesting because they get a lot of shots and they get hits. But at the same time, if you're in a points-only league, I don't know, because it can be as equally high-scoring as low-scoring here. So that one, I'd say, stick to the top guys and then evaluate from there. And if you're in a bangers league, trust those guys that hit and shoot. Detroit at Florida, go deep on Florida, not on Detroit. Who knows who we're getting? We're probably getting Jimmy Howard.
Yep. I actually like Detroit because I don't think Sotiri is good.
I mean, I don't think Sotiri is good either, but he's been good. I mean, they're just playing well defensively in front of him, which is good for Sotiri. I just don't see Detroit scoring much here. They've had trouble scoring. I don't think they score. I think they're playing well in front of Sotiri right now, and because there's so many games, I'm trying to think of a scenario where I'd play a Detroit player over somebody else, and I can't really think of a situation of where I'd do that. Maybe Zetterberg, maybe Larkin. I don't know. Yeah.
I actually like Mantha, but we'll get into that later.
Okay.
All right, St. Louis at Buffalo. I actually think this is going to be a good game for Evander Kane. They put him back on the top line with Poso and Eichel, which can do nothing but help considering he's been wasting away on the third line. He also picked up 19 penalty minutes in his last game, just as an aside. I wouldn't go much past that first line for Buffalo, though, and I still think you can go pretty deepish on St. Louis. Guys like Steen and Stasny are in play, as they should be against a team like Buffalo. I still expect them to give up a couple. Kane is not playing on the top power play still for some reason, but the fact that he's top line even strength should at least get his peripheral production up, and I think he'll get one.
We'll see. I'm glad I traded him. I don't have to deal with that anymore. Let's see. And then Colorado at Winnipeg is next. It's a weird one, but I think it'll be high scoring. That being said, I don't think Colorado will win. Now, there's a few reasons for that. One is that Winnipeg is just unreal at home. They have the best home record, if I remember correctly, or they're tied with Vegas. They're extremely hard to play against at home, and Colorado is bringing back Varlamov, who's expected to start tonight, who knows what to expect out of Varlamov. Like, he could be incredible, or he could be just rusty. So we don't know. Then the other part of that is that McKinnon's out. So what to expect from Colorado tonight, I just don't know. From Winnipeg, I'd say you can go deep on them. I mean, I would not blame you for playing, for example, Matthew Perreault against Semyon Varlamov. I wouldn't blame you at all for that. So like I said, I think I'd go deep on Winnipeg, not so deep on Colorado.
Yep, sounds about right. Next up, we got Pittsburgh at New Jersey, which should be really interesting. The Devils are coming off a couple of much-needed wins as they were struggling for a while there. That was against Buffalo and Philadelphia, so not like the toughest teams in the league or anything, but I don't really see them slowing down Pittsburgh that much. Pittsburgh has just been unstoppable lately. It looks like it's going to be DeSmith at Kincaid. So again, backups here. I feel like you can go as deep as you're comfortable with on either side, although DeSmith has been good lately, but I don't know how much that can be chalked up to him being a legitimate good goalie or just sort of the team trying to play around him, kind of like the Sotiri issue here, where like, is it really he's a good goalie, or is just that they're like actually trying harder on defense because they want to make sure they don't like leave this dude out to dry. Either way, I feel like you can go fairly deep on either side and be okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's weird because Tristan Jarry, who was playing well at the beginning of the season, is now not even getting to back up. It's gone over to Casey DeSmith. Who knew that Pittsburgh had such deep goaltending? Interesting. So the Rangers at Nashville, I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. The Rangers suck. Play your Preds. Hide your Rangers. That's it. That's easy.
Fair enough. Next up, Minnesota at Dallas. Dallas is rested at home versus a tired Minnesota squad. That's the only real reason why I give them the edge here. I think both squads here are going to score a few. It's Lettinen in net versus Dubnyk. I feel like you can play guys like Matt Dumba, who had a good game their last game out. You can play guys like Koivu, who didn't have a good game last game out, but I still think has an option here against Lettinen, despite Lettinen being better this season than he has been lately. There's not much depth to be had on Dallas, as we all know. It's really like the top. It's Radulov, Sagan, and Ben, and then there's a cliff, and then there's like guys like Spezza, who you're like, like if you're playing Spezza at this point, like things are not going well. And then of course on defense you have Klingberg. Like basically their fourth and fifth biggest stars are defensemen as far as like point producers, which is weird because it's I think after that it goes really into Klingberg and then another cliff and you have Lindell. So obviously, if there were depth on Dallas, I would say go depth, but there isn't, so there's nothing to be said there. You're starting the guys you'd always start, basically.
Yep. Now, I'm sure Dallas will be letting in a few goals, Don't do that. See, there you go. Tampa at Vancouver. I think Tampa should win convincingly here, especially coming off a 7-4 win versus Calgary. But Brandon looked this up, and apparently the Canucks last year were 2-0 against them and had an average goals for of 4.5. So,
and they only let in 1.5.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm a little scared now. On one hand, I think they should win, but that's a little scary for Vasilevsky. So we'll see. I think I'd go deep on the Lightning and stick to top guys in Vancouver, such as Bo Horvat, Brock Besser. Do they have anybody else? I guess Edler. Edler is not a top guy, but I'd play Edler.
Yep. Next up, Chicago at Calgary. I have no idea who either of these teams are at this point.
Nope.
I think Chicago is probably the biggest disappointment in the entire league. For them to be outside the playoffs right now, they still are, right?
Yeah, they're still out. Their odds are down to like 17% or something.
Yeah, for them to be outside with a lot of the talent that they have is just mind-blowing. But on the other side, we have Calgary, who has taken 6 leads and lost every single game, which I don't think I've ever heard of a streak like that. I think it's going to be a goal festival since nobody knows what they're doing, apparently. I think it's Jeff Glass at Mike Smith. So the better goaltender is on Calgary's side, and Calgary has home advantage. So I give them like a minor edge, but I still think it's going to be mayhem out there.
I think it's going to be absolute destruction, which is good because I have Patty Kane. So we'll see. But yeah, I think that game's going to be ugly. Moving on to Arizona at the Kings. This is a chance for the Kings to redeem themselves. It's time. It's time to show up. I mean, they're out on the outside looking in right now, and they're playing a very, very bad Arizona. And like I said, if you're looking at guys to play all your guys on, not all your guys on the Kings. I would bench Toffoli. I'm benching Toffoli. I don't even care that it's Arizona. Like, Toffoli's been garbage. But Arizona's also garbage. So I just bench guys on Arizona, especially such a defensive team like the Kings. Sorry, Arizona, but you still suck. So I'm going to bench you. Okay, moving on to goalies for tonight. We switched this up about 2 weeks ago where we said, well, let's not go through and rank the goalies. It gets tough and ugly. So we're just going to mention kind of who we like in matchups and just also talk about them just a little bit. So I'll go through the ones that I actually like for today, and that's Jonathan Quick versus Arizona is my first one. Then Devan Dubnyk at Dallas I like, only because I think Devan Dubnyk is going to get a win here. I don't think Dallas wins, actually, because of Kari Lehtinen. And then St. Louis goalie at Buffalo. I think whatever goalie you put in there, they'll do well, even though Evander Kane is on the top line. Then I like Bobrovsky at the Islanders, mostly because of a win. And he hasn't looked great, so that's a little scary. But
The Islanders certainly haven't either, so there's that.
Exactly. I think that the Islanders being bad is more likely than Bobrovsky being bad, but I don't know. And then I actually like Harry Sateri versus Detroit at home. I like that matchup a lot, actually. So if you have him, I don't think – I personally would not be afraid to play him. And then Pekka versus the Rangers, just because the Rangers – I have no idea what's going on right now. Well, actually, they do. They know they're going to be sellers at the deadline, and they're going to miss the playoffs. So that's who Pecorini is playing.
Yep. Detroit beat Carolina 4-1 recently. So
they did. Well, that's because Mrazek had been playing so well, but Jimmy Howard in net, I don't trust that.
We'll see. Yeah. All right, for me, I agree with Jonathan Quick right up top. Pecorini also right up there. I like Tuukka Rask versus Toronto tonight.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just think Rask has been really good ever since he came back from whatever was going on in his head. So I tend to like Rask in general, and Boston has been very difficult to beat.
That game is either going to be a blowout or like a 1-0 win.
Yeah. Next up, I like Connor Hellebuck versus Colorado. I think Colorado, they really need Nathan MacKinnon. Without MacKinnon, like, who do they really have? Rantanen, great. He's fine. But I don't know if he can be who he is without a great center. And Tyson Yost is not that, at least not yet. And Tyson Barrie is still coming back from his hand injury. He hasn't even played 20 minutes yet. He's not playing top power play. So you're looking at Samuel Girard up there, who is fine, but I don't think he's developed enough yet. So that's my thought there. I like Hellebuck there. Then Ryan Miller at Montreal. This is the story of Montreal. I pretty much like any goalie against them for the most part. Now I'm going to like kind of draw a line in the sand and say, after this, I start getting like, these are guys I'm picking for wins, but it could get ugly. And that starts with Casey DeSmith at the Devils. I think he'll probably win, but I doubt he gets out of it unscathed. Andre Vasilevsky. Now, this is one. If this were earlier in the season, I think I would have said this no question would be above the line. But he's been up and down, and Vancouver definitely has the talent to score some goals with Horvat back, and Bershi and everybody else. So I just don't know. I think he'll probably still get the win, but he could get blown out. We just don't really know. Then I like Jimmy Howard at Florida. Again, I like him for the win, but I don't know what's going to happen as far as goals against. Same with Kari Lehtinen versus Minnesota and Mike Smith versus Chicago. Those guys I still like for the win, but I just don't really know.
Yep. I don't think, remember in our New Year's Eve episode, we said that our prediction was that we both agreed that Vasilevsky blows the Vezina. That was our prediction.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think right now, I feel like Fleury's got to be a favorite.
He's got to be up there. Well, he hasn't played the whole season, so that kind of knocks him down a bit.
Yeah, but I think the voters have not cared about that in the past.
Yeah,
like there's been times when they don't care, and they're just like, okay, he played enough games to be eligible. I don't know. I actually think Fleury's the favorite right now. We'll see. I actually meant to look that up. Maybe I'll talk about that on Monday. Okay, so let's move on to our should I sit or should I start guide. I'll start with Max Pacioretty, who I think he should be benched. Anaheim has looked good. I like Miller a lot, and Patches hasn't had a lot of puck luck. And I don't think it changes tonight against Ryan Miller and the Ducks. They're just too good defensively, and Patches just doesn't get it done. Travis Konecny, I vote start. The dude's been on an absolute just tear, and he's playing a crappy Ottawa team. I think you got to start him in this situation. Vladislav Namestnikov, I vote bench. I know he's top line. I know he's playing Vancouver, but as of late, all he has to offer is really points, and he rarely scores. Like, he hasn't been scoring much. And in the peripherals department, he does literally nothing. So especially in a Cats league, it's just not worth playing him. I'm benching him in both my Cats league and my points league, so take that for what it's worth. Mitch Marner, I vote bench, only because he hasn't been doing much on the peripherals department, and he hasn't really been getting in on the points. So I vote bench, but I'm a little hesitant on that. I'm starting Kadri over Marner, but they're on the same line. So there's that. Kyle Palmieri, I vote start.
You're also in a bangers league, but yeah.
I'm in a bangers league with him, and he just doesn't do much. But even in the shots category, even if you're in a points league, he just hasn't been scoring much. So,
yep.
Kyle Palmieri, like I said, his average stats are incredible. The guy's not as bad, I think, as his rank indicates. So I'd play him. But Horvat, I'd start. Since coming back off his injury, he's been really, really good. I'd start him. Josh Manson, I vote bench, only because his deployment just isn't what it used to be. And Montreal, I don't think, even though I think Anaheim's going to win, I also don't think Montreal is any slouch in terms of giving up goals. So I just don't think Josh Manson, if there is any, gets in on those.
Yep. For me, I'm going to start with Corey Perry. I would say to sit him. They're still playing him on the fourth line. He's not getting a lot of minutes. He's not doing a lot of in general. He really needs to get moved up, or he's in deep trouble as far as fantasy is concerned. Next up, Jacob Silverberg. Same team. I would like to start him, actually. He's been putting up decent numbers lately, both in peripherals and in points. And he's playing alongside Raquel and Getzlaf. This is actually dangerous for Perry owners, because if this clicks, it's bad, bad news for Perry.
Yep.
I would start him if you have him. I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to pick him up or anything, but I think he's a good option. Next up, Anthony Beauvillier / Matthew Barzal / Jordan Eberle. Any of these guys, I think you start. They're probably the only line that's like, I mean, you can't bench guys like Tavares or Anders Lee or Bailey, really,
no.
If you have them, because maybe Bailey, I don't know. But I would start these guys because that's the only line that's really looked decent. Although you have to bear in mind, if the Islanders do lose, these guys will probably take minuses because they play very open, fast hockey. So when they get stripped, it's usually goal against. So you can wind up with minuses if you play them.
Yep.
Next up, Anthony Mantha. I actually like a start here. I think it'd be a good game with Detroit at Satiri. If they can solve the defense even a little bit, Satiri bobbled a ton of pucks when they played at the Islanders. But they just weren't able to capitalize. I think that's just bad luck, honestly, and that scoring on Satiri really shouldn't be that difficult.
Agreed.
Next up, Tyson Berry. I would actually sit him, and that's despite the fact that he has points in two since coming back from an injury. The reason is I don't think Hellebuyck is going to give him a lot to shoot at. I think his lack of top power play time is going to affect him more than it has. And I think he's still obviously nursing this injury a little bit, or they'd be playing him more than 19 minutes. It's a hand injury after all. It's not like he's having trouble skating. And then lastly here, Brandon Saad. I would sit him. Jeez, talk about like that Panarin Saad trade could not have gone worse, right? Like, nope. What happened? Anyway, now he's on the third line. He's not even putting up decent peripherals. He's getting like 13 minutes a game. He's honestly droppable in most leagues.
Yep. Yeah, I think he's droppable in almost every league at this point. Like, sure, he scored last game, but whatever. Like, he just doesn't impress me. Like you said, his peripherals are garbage, and he's also on the third line. His minutes keep dwindling. It's just that trade, like you said, could not have worked out worse as a replacement for what they thought would happen. Okay, well, there you go. That's your Saturday. Hopefully it helps. Hopefully you win your leagues and your matchups and all the good stuff that you need to do to win. And other than that, we will see you on Monday to preview next week as we get closer and closer to the fantasy hockey playoffs. I think we're, what, 4 weeks away now?
Something like that.
Yep. Okay, well, there you go. Have a great Saturday. If you're watching the Super Bowl, enjoy that. And we will see you on Monday.
Yep. Thanks for listening.